Advances in technology can very often meet social needs in such an outstanding way that we wonder how we ever coped without it. There are probably hundreds and practical ways that modern medical communications and banking technologies, to use just three examples, have improved our standards of living in the last two decades. Now we are entering the age of end wage access that promises to break debt cycles for millions of employees around the world. Brian, so what exactly is EWA, end wage access, and why is it important for South African corporates to become aware of it?
So the trend of earned wage access is, you know, potentially a newish idea in South Africa. Definitely not a newish trend globally, but we've been doing the rounds in the developed markets of the United Kingdom and the US for the better part of the last decade. And I think, you know, what we really have seen in terms of, you know, allowing people to get access, you know, to a percentage of their already earned wages is the fact that the monthly salary cycle, you know, puts those who are potentially financially illiterate, potentially financially excluded, who don't have better alternatives, an opportunity to, you know, at least get access to small funds instead of having to go, you know, to the micro lenders, the payday lenders, the loan shark, or the machinitas, as they say, who charge exorbitant rates. And I think in so doing, you know, being able to try to break that debt cycle and allow those who have to work with cash in hand every day of their life for, you know, transportation, you know, data, airtime, and electricity that is prepaid, or maybe just fund, you know, a ShopRite money market account to get access to food vouchers. So, you know, we're definitely trying to break that cycle, and I think the fantastic platform that is earned wage access is the security around it, you know, the fact that we can appropriately apply by embedding for free on employers' payroll, and in so doing, you know, we really see ourselves as, you know, a tech enabler for payroll optimization, both for the employee as well as for the employer.
Brent, how is PayMe now filling the gap and preventing the payday lending cycle?
So PayMe now as an organization, in terms of how we, you know, trying to bridge that gap, I think initially when we launched in January 2020, you know, after sort of setting up everything from about August, September in 2019, where we actually went over to the UK and visited two of the market leaders to get a full understanding, but really trying to applicably applied to an economy like South Africa that is an emerging market one, where, you know, so many of our people are potentially financially illiterate, you know, don't have, you know, means or access to good financial opportunities or credit. And, you know, statistics says that even though 7 out of 8 people have a bank account, only 1 in 8 get access to a credit card. And not that a credit card is a good thing, but, you know, when financial shocks or emergencies do creep up and you don't have any alternative but to go to a micro lender, payday lender, you know, loan shark, you know, it becomes really difficult. And I think for us, the manner in which we've implemented PayMe now in a responsible, in terms of the fact that, yes, we use the platform of earned wage access to give people the ability to get access to their money, but, you know, we've really taken a cognizant fundamental positioning in fact that we actually incentivize financial education and literacy to drive a shift, you know, in people's understanding of financial wellness. And I mean, in so doing, you know, rewarding them for actually upskilling themselves from a financial literacy and content perspective. And in so doing, you know, hopefully make them a little bit better in terms of financial resilience and also, you know, potentially financially empower them.
Great stuff, Brian. Brian, PayMe Now platform promotes responsible financial behavior and encourages a saving culture. Just take us through the process. How does it work, and how much of an employee end wages can they access?
Yeah, thank you very much. So for us, at PayMe Now, I think the basic concept of allowing people access to their ability of earned wages is something from where we work is a B2B2C model, so a business to business to consumer, and, you know, we have to embed on payroll. There's quite, you know, quite a very due diligence process that gets followed from an employer engagement perspective, because, you know, we then embed on payroll, you know, we copy compliant, BCA compliant, as well as being exempt from the NCA in terms of the mechanics of PayMe Now. So once the employer who decides what that percentage is, you know, signs up with PayMe Now and gets the necessary information loaded onto the system, you know, the employee can register using their ID number or passport number. You know, we then verify from another security perspective their bank account, and they can only, you know, cash out money into their bank account into which their salary gets paid. And yeah, I think so doing, employees can't change that. The employer sets the limit because I think the business parameters that the employer has in place is something that, you know, we really need to adhere to and make sure that the business who is our client, you know, is very comfortable in the workings. And, you know, the employees then cash out hopefully only through financial emergencies through the course of the month. We then do a very simple recon process, you know, being payroll agnostic, but also having partnered with the likes of, you know, Sage and PaySpace in terms of API integration, in terms of payroll and due diligence, just proving that, you know, our tech is of bank-grade quality.
Brian, how does one get hold of you?
Yeah, so people can really go to www.payme.app, or they can just email us on info@payme.app. And like I say, we, you know, are really excited to be providing this service to so many with, you know, within the business space, but I think more so importantly within the, you know, within the employee base of South Africa, of which there are so many struggling, particularly given the unprecedented times of COVID. And, you know, if they can't get a hold of us via the website or email, they can phone us on 021-808-1810. And yeah, we'd love to get in touch and see how we can continue providing, you know, this earned wage access platform, you know, to employers to on-send, you know, that to their employees and really just, again, financially empower their employees, you know, make happy employees, and hopefully in so doing, make happy employers.
That was Brian Habana, Head of Business Development at PayMeNow. This is Science Tech Africa on Channel Africa, the African perspective, like our